Okay, anyway, that's who I am. I live and work in sub-Saharan Africa. And in sub-Saharan Africa, we have 12% of the world's population with two-thirds of all HIV-infected infections in sub-Saharan Africa. In 2000, there were 24 million people infected with HIV, with 6,000 dying every day. Today, thanks to the U.S. government and global interventions, death rates have dropped by about half, but about a million deaths a year. Since the beginning of the epidemic, about 15 million Africans have died from AIDS-related illnesses. Most of them had young children. Today, there are more than 15 million orphans from AIDS in the region. Before HIV, we estimated that there were about 5,000 palliative care workers in the region. Caring for people who are dying is extremely stressful. These workers were provided with psychosocial support by psychologists and social workers. As the number of people of HIV infected grew and the number of people that were dying started to grow, the number of caregivers also expanded very quickly. Today, we estimate around 500,000 healthcare workers provide care to people living with HIV, people affected by HIV, and orphans and vulnerable children from AIDS. There was no way to provide effective psychosocial support on this scale. In 2007, In Happiness, an organization working in positive psychology and making breakthroughs in laughter therapy, was approached by a group of stakeholders to develop a psychosocial support program to be rolled out on a very large scale for health workers and adults and children in their care. Stakeholders helped to draft a new set of requirements for the program. It should be powerful enough to counter stress, depression, trauma, and burnout, and build health, happiness, and energy. The program should be economical and evidence-based. It should be low-tech, not requiring doctors, social workers, or psychologists. It should work well across different languages and cultures. It should be sustainable and roll out quickly to a large number of participants. In Happiness conceived an innovative new program that combines happiness education to install a new understanding of happiness and unhappiness and the profound effects on the mind, body, health, and immune system. Self-discovery and mindfulness, so participants come to understand what's making them happy or unhappy and why this is happening. CBT behavior change training to enable participants to change their response to events, actions, and interactions to eliminate unhappiness and build happiness. And aerobic laughter, a powerful de-stress technique that builds emotional awareness and facilitates behavior change. Aerobic laughter is a technique that allows adults to enjoy extended hearty laughter without the need for comedy or jokes. Baseline assessments of participants were conducted, and two monthly reassessment monitoring was done during the program to look at outcomes and impact. Working with groups of caregivers in South Africa, the program was developed and refined over 3 years to better meet the objectives and to improve the excellent results that we were seeing. Participants in the program develop happiness intelligence. They become aware of what makes them stressed, unhappy, and happy. They learn to change their behavior and reduce unhappiness and build happiness in themselves and others. I'm talking faster than the video. Healing with happiness starts with a one-day intensive training delivered to groups of 15 to 30 caregivers. After completing questionnaires, participants receive de-stress therapy, learn to use the program in their own life and work, and learn how to deliver the program to others. In Africa, a three-person training team can train up to 6,000 caregivers a year, who in turn can deliver the program to 150,000 patients. After training, participants gather in groups at the start of every shift for a 12-minute peer-to-peer therapy session. After a week, they're ready to deliver the program to their patients, the adults and their children in their care. The program is well received and embraced by most participants, and sustainability so far has been excellent. Regular monitoring and evaluation is conducted by InHappiness, and so far in South Africa, more than 50,000 adults and children have been through the program and are already leading a happy, healthier life as a result of the program. So far, careful testing shows that the program helps healthcare workers. The program seems to counter stress, depression, burnout, trauma, and grief. It builds happiness, hope, optimism, productivity, and joyfulness. It boosts our energy, well-being, and emotional resilience. It dramatically reduces stress-related sleep problems, headaches and migraines, aches and pains, and digestive problems. Improves workplace, social, and family relationships. Not just the individuals, but the organizations also benefit. We see a happier workplace, increased staff motivation, commitment, and engagement, greater emotional intelligence that improves relations with management, coworkers, and patients, and their own family members, improved problem-solving and decision-making with fewer mistakes, increased productivity with reduced absenteeism and sick leave, and reduced staff turnover and associated costs. Overall, the program increases both the quality and quantity of care provided. Adults and children in care also benefit. And what we're seeing is reduced stress and depression, more energy, hope, and life motivation, greater self-care, increased adherence to treatment and medications, better relations with friends, family, and care workers, slower disease progression, and reduced mortality. Most orphans and vulnerable children who have experienced AIDS or who have AIDS or are AIDS orphans have been severely traumatized, generally by watching family members die slowly, having a lack of care or food or protection, having been relocated to new homes or to be in a new home environment, separation from family members, and or adjustment to new foster parents. If not treated, this trauma can impair or arrest their development and lead to lifelong problems that may include lack of interest in learning or academic failure, abuse and risky behavior, tendencies to depression, and inability to cope with stress or hold a job. One of the most uplifting aspects of the program is its ability to heal trauma in children. Even children who are withdrawn or don't communicate well and have no interest in learning seem to be transformed within a few weeks. InHappiness has dedicated itself to bringing the program to Africa's AIDS orphans. And sadly, though, severe funding restrictions and reductions due to the worldwide economic downturn have slowed the program rollout and forced the program to seek alternate funding. To create a funding stream, the program is going to be made available under license very shortly, and the proceeds of that will go to AIDS orphans in Africa. So I'll move on to the results. That gives you a background. There we go. So what we wanted to do was verify the efficacy of the program in improving the quality of life of 3,300 orphans and vulnerable children from AIDS in South Africa over a three-month period. We investigated a group of 97 rural home-based care workers in the Eastern Cape province of South Africa who were caring for OBC. As mentioned in the video, the 97 care workers received a one-day intensive training. They engage daily in 10 to 15 minutes of laughter therapy sessions at the start of each shift, and then they implemented the program with children in their care. Qualitative and quantitative assessments were done after 3 weeks and then again after 8 weeks. So we're looking at two things. One, the impact of quality of life and productivity on caregivers. So knowing that stress, depression, burnout negatively impact the quantity and quality of care. And two, the psychosocial did the psychosocial program have an impact on orphans and vulnerable children, again, with high levels of stress, depression, and trauma, reducing their healthy development. And what we see in the caregiver group is that, so the first line is baseline, the second line is 3 weeks, the third line is at 8 weeks. And what we see is a reduction in self-rated stress, reduction in mood swings, and a reduction in depression over that time period. In physical symptoms, we see that there was a reduction in crying, sleep problems, body aches and pains, headaches and migraines, digestive problems, and constipation, diarrhea. These are all using a self-rated physical stress symptoms assessment. We saw decreases in workday stress. So the number of work days a month that individuals were stressed was about 10 work days a month, and that declined to less than 4. That's feeling stressed, and then feeling depressed went from about 6 days down to less than 4 days a month. We see that unhappiness also decreased amongst the, still talking about the caregivers here. Joyfulness increased. Hopefulness also increased. Life satisfaction also increased. And in 160 interviews with caregivers, what we began to see was that replacing a dismal, high-stress workplace, caregivers were happier, and they used the words pearls of laughter as they heard laughter throughout the day. The caregivers went from low energy, low motivation, and working for stipends. And the stipends range usually for a few hundred rand, so we're talking about maybe $10 or $20 or $30 a day is the maximum that they would get, and that would be a lot for them. And we're talking about working for an 8-hour day to an environment where they high energy, high motivation, and the meaning of their work was more important than actually getting the stipend, which wasn't the case at baseline. Whether we saw high absenteeism and sick leave, we began to see very little absenteeism and almost no sick leave at all. Where there were high levels of burnout, we saw reductions. Where there was feelings of self-pity and poor health, we began to see feelings of pride and good health. And caregivers were constantly worried about their family problems. And when we had discussions with them at the 8 week, we asked them about their family problems, and they would respond with, "What family problems?" So remarkable changes that we were seeing. Compassion fatigue, when they've been working for years and years, and many of these caregivers are grandmothers, 50 plus. Many are new. Many are not trained. And so we have this compassion fatigue that was starting to go away, poor emotional resilience, which began to be improved, and poor coping skills, which also dramatically improved. We saw strained relationships with children, not just the children, their own children, but children that they were caring for, and those relationships were getting better. We saw a high degree of workplace conflict because of the stress between the care worker, because the care workers were stressed. There was a lot of workplace conflict, and we saw that diminish quite dramatically. And anger management problems also dramatically improved. Well, they didn't improve their anger. They, I guess, reduced their anger. What we saw was 100% of patients were implementing this with their family. And they usually, even though we hadn't thought of them using this with their families, what we saw is they went home that same day and started using the laughter de-stress with their families. Most participants did this also in their church or community groups, and participants reported improved social confidence and relationship skills. Many of them wouldn't necessarily do public speaking or public talking before this. One caregiver had said the program has changed her life and that the life of her family. She said, "The stress is gone. We're much happier now. I hated getting up for work, and now I leap out of bed and can't wait to get to work. Thank you so much." So with caregivers, we found that the quality of life and the productivity of the caregivers was excellent from the program. With the orphans and vulnerable children, what we saw was, now this, we didn't actually ask the orphans themselves. We got the data from the caregivers. We weren't able to directly test the orphans, but these caregivers, so the results are from the caregivers reporting about the kids in their care. And what we saw was a reported reduction in stress of the children, a reported reduction in mood swings, reported reduction in depression, that having kids being depressed. And again, with the interviews, we saw that where there was widespread sadness and withdrawal, that they were starting to see children with reduced sadness and withdrawal, greater increase in social activity and play groups and playing around, and an increased trust in adults and caregivers, where there was a lack of that at the beginning. Where there was poor self-confidence in communication with the orphans and vulnerable children, we saw increased confidence in communication. We saw increased commitment to their education. So where they either weren't attending a program or not attending regularly, we saw increased commitment to attending education programs, and an increased hope and belief in a better future, where kids had not discussed future possibilities. We saw there was dramatically improved energy and activity in the children, that there was increased participation in group play, and increased emotional resilience. The kids take the laughter exercises, I mean, it's like ducks to water. They just love to laugh, and they're looking for any reason that they can do it. So this was perfect for them. The whole village changed. You can hear kids and adults laughing and singing in the laughter course. These are what caregivers were saying about the program. And for the first time, children are confiding in us. They're revealing their experiences and sharing their hopes and dreams. The program has given their kids their childhood back. It needs to be introduced everywhere, as one of the caregivers had said. So the results with OVC also were excellent. The cost for the program is roughly $5 a day. It's about $5 annually, about $155 per caregiver. The total cost of this program was about $15,000. It excludes the training, travel, accommodation, and meals, but that was relatively minimal. So it's $5 a child per year is the cost of the program. And basically, in order to try and fund the program for African AIDS orphans, the program will probably go under license early next year. And I think there's plans to bring it to the U.S. as well. So thank you very much.